Daf Yud Ches Simon Aleph, we just started off again the last Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin of Aveiz, the five lines down from the bottom. That Omar Rab Chiyo Omar Rav, Hoyi Lefonah Shtei Chatichas, first had in front of him two pieces, Achas Shachel of Yachas Shashumin, one was of Trey Fachelev, and one was of Kosh Shashumin. The Yach Lachas Nem, he ate from one of the two, he ate the Kazayas of one of them. The end of the day is not for sure Ezem Emoch, which one he ate, Slocher is Chayiv, that's called Noshim Toli, he's Chayiv and Noshim Toli. What's going to be Chaticha? He has one piece there. Sofik Shal Shuman Shokash Achelev has a Sofik, what it was, whether it was Shuman, Kosher, Achelev, V'yokhlin Yedit Porto. So, that's what Chivar says in the name of Rav, that you have to have two pieces, Ikfi Sura, and not just one. Or Rav Zerif says, my time with the Rav, what's the Sura of Rav? Because Rav, he holds like this, Shtei Chaticha is Eshelavar Isurei. If you have two pieces there, and eats one, so pshat is the other piece now, shayatum avayir, the other one will test out and check it out, what it was, we'll find out what it was, we'll give it to a chemist and find out what it was. So sefshat to find out clearly if he ever did the chet or not. That's when the chayav noshim toli. But the chaticha achaz is, if there was only one piece there and he ate it, he actually avayir isur is never shayat to find out if he really did the yisur or not. So in such a case, he holds the apotom from noshim toli. The Gemara says, "Ma'ika bein time of the Rav or the time of the Rav Zera." What's the difference whether the svar is whether, like Rav says, a pasuk for mitzvahs lashon plural, you have to have both, or whether it's a svar as actually through the Rav Zera saying right now. The Gemara says, "Yes, even there's a difference between the two of them." Kezayis amachza, the person was the kezayis of one and a half of the other one, and he ate the kezayis. So the Rav like a mitzvahs upot. According to Rav, there are no two. Like hefsters over here, there's only one and a half. Because the half, even if you eat it, you wouldn't be chayv. You didn't need a shear. That's not called achas mishtei mitzvahs like. But the Rav Zera left shlevar risur. According to Rav Zera, you would be chayv. Because the ma'isa, since you have some part left over, he tries to find out the part that's left over what it was chelov or shumin. So then we'll be mevarah to know clearly whether he did the yisur or not. It's called efshel levarim. Therefore, you'd be chayv. By saying, according to Rav, you have to have two mitzvahs. Mash Rashi says, "Let the bezaisim or prochus mikazayis command less, not called like it's here at all." So, what Eisfer Reb Yirmiyah says, Eisfer Reb Yirmiyah Reb Zera. Reb Yirmiyah asks the question to Reb Zera. According to you, that you say that this, you say that you have to have two pieces in order to be efshel of arerim. It says, Reb Lezu, "Oyme kvi chayovim achol b'yoshem tolui." If somebody eats the fat of a kvi, again, it's a sofik, but it's a buffalo. Some say it's a sofik, but it has a din behemah. That it's also where it has a din chayin that it's mutter. To be the chayin of a kvi, you chayin a chobel yashim toli. I look where here, you can't be mavari yisur, we'll never find out whether it's also or not, it's a sophic. Or Malay to Nechlami, Rabbi Zeh Olaf Yenz Mech, and say that Rabbi Lezer Sobel Levin Lavari Yisur Nechlami, yes, and Mikasha from Rabbi Lezer Shittam, Rabbi Lezer talk is not like this, he's on the same shot and rav. But according to Rabbi Lezer, it does not have to be Efshel Lavari Yisur. Now the one Daf Yud Ches says, Eisvei, I have a question like this. It says, Sofik ben Tish Larishin, you have a doubt whether the kid was a 9-month-old baby from the first husband, or then Shibli Yachron, or whether it was a 7-month-old baby from the second husband. Here the case was the first husband died, and they thought they had no children, and then she had a mitzvah Yibram with the brother. And then after she made Yibram with the second brother, 7 months later she gave birth. So that she gave birth maybe after 7 months. So the Rocher is in this case Yoytzei. Now the Maisa, now the mother had have to have a get from the second one, because maybe really she was pregnant from the first husband. If she was pregnant from the first husband, then there's no mitzvah Yibum, and therefore now you're not allowed to live with your brothers, with the brothers. She can't live with her husband's brother. There's Nisa Reisha Sach. So therefore Rocher is Yoytzei, but for Avlat Kosher. This kid is Kosher, not a mamzer b'mamashach. Either he's a son from the first husband, so it's Behetam, or else in the tzad was a son from the second husband, also it's Mutter. Because on the tzad was not from the first husband, then when the first one was made, there was no children. So therefore there would be a mitzvah Yibam. So a mother shall the kid is kosher. But v'chayiv yashim toli, both the mother now and the second brother, they have a chiv to bring a yashim toli, because it's a suffix, maybe they live together, the iser eshesach. So the question is, I see yashim levar, so why are they chayiv? So Moses says again, Echnam, I'll tell you, Mani Rebelezi, this Mishnah goes according to Rebelezi Shita, that Rebelezi tackles not like Rav, according to Rebelezi, it does not have to be Yeshua Bari Suri. And Moses says, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Bar Avuron, Omar Rav, what's going to be? Hoy lefonav shtei chatichos. Person has front of him two pieces. Ancha shachelav. One was trei fachelav. The achas shoshum. One was kosher fats. The ochal achas yamek from one of them. The any day is not for sure. Ezim ochal. Which one he ate from? The locher is chayiv. He's chayiv and korban oshim toli. He has a doubt whether he did the aveir or not. So he's chayiv and oshim toli. What's going to be chaticha? There's one piece there. Sofik shochelev, sofik shoshumin. We have a doubt what that piece was lechatchila, and now we forgot the ochlan he ate it, and later realizes that he ate it. Locher is part. He's part of the korban oshim toli. Now, Omer Rav Nachman says, this was Rav Nachman from Rav Avraham, the name of Rav. Now, the Omer Rav Nachman says, my time with the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? Because Rav holds that Shtei Chatichos Ikvi Surah. When you have two pieces there, meaning to say there was one Vada piece of Chelev there, that's called Kvias, that we know for sure there was an Issa here. Now, if you eat one of the two, that's when the Torah said you have to bring a Korban Hashem Toli. Mashenka and Chatichos, there was only one piece there. And you have a doubt what it was, Loikavi Surah, it's not for sure because there was Issa there. And so that's not called Ikvi Surah, therefore that's the Svar of Rav to say that you're potter from the Korban Hashem Toli. This is like the third reason why to say you need two pieces there and not just one piece. Before we had a shout to say because of the Pasuk Mitzvos, or else because of Eshel of Ari Surah, and now Rav Nachman saying a third reason. Because of Ikvi Surah, you have to have like a Vadai Sofik there to know Vadai there is at least one piece of Israel. That's a Chosh of a Sofik that like breaks the Cheskas Hetam. Therefore we say Yechai B'Korban Oshem Toli. Now the Gemara says Ma'ika Benikvei Surah L'Shi'i Efshel Avari Surah. Like what's the difference between Rav Nachman Svarah and Rav Zeira Svarah? So Gemara says Ikvenel there'll be a difference Kagoyin Shoy Lefonov Shtei Chatichas. There were two pieces in front of you. So the Kachil is called, there was Ikvei Surah, two pieces here. Or Goy came along and ate the first piece. Or Yisro, then Yisro came and ate the second one. So the Rav, according to Rav, is Svarah Lekha Mitzvahs. Midnu the Yochal Yisrael. The time when the Yisrael ate the second piece, there was no two pieces there. So now it's not called right now, Achas Mishtei Mitzvahs. Therefore, he reported from Noshim Toli. The Reb Zeiro, Iyesh Navar Yisurei. According to Reb Zeiro, he'll be put up from the Korban Noshim Toli. Because at the time when Yisrael ate the second piece, there's no more first piece around. There's nothing left over to check it out, even Mavar, to check clearly to know what he ate. So therefore, you'll be put up from Noshim Toli. But the Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, Svarah and Rav, that Ikvi Surah, yes, this is called Kviyas Yisurim, because the Rebchila, when you first started out, you had two pieces there. He had two pieces there, therefore, when the second Yisrael, when the second piece is eaten by the Yisrael, he'd be chai b'korban Hashem Toli, a chiddush. Even at the time when he eats it, the first piece was eaten already, we look as if it's one big suffix here. And we know, l'chatchila, there was a vadai piece of Issa here, that's the svarah. That once we know for sure there's a vadai piece of Issa here, that breaks the cheskes hetam. Now we have to be afraid that the Jew ate the vadai Issa. So even though it's true, it's only a suffix whether you ate it or not, this is declared to the Chayav HaKorban Oshem. So this will be called Ikvi Surah. Mash, this is what we pass like Rav Nachman, that the Svarah of Rav is, because it has to be a Choshev HaSofik of Ikvah Isura. Now the Gemara says, Eis Tzevo, Rav the Rav Nachman. So Rav has a question to Rav Nachman. Again it says, Rav Lezer Oimer, Kvi Chayav HaMachol B'Yoshem Toli. Somebody eats a Kvi, he's Chayav HaNoshem Toli. Alechur, it's not Ikvi Surah. So Mar says again, Rav Lezer Leboy Ikvi Yisrael Yisrael Nechnami. Rav Nachman only said according to Rav, not according to Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer does not need this Kvi Yisrael Yisrael. You do not have to have two Yisrael in front of you according to Rav Lezer. Eisvei, again, all these questions over again. Eisvei, it says, Sofik ben Tester Rishon or ben Zayn Leachron Sofik, who this kid was from the first husband or the second husband. So then is Yoytze, the case of Mitzvah Yibum, the kid now is Yoytze, but the Vlad Kosher, the Kiddush Kosher, Monashach, either the first father, the second father, Monashach, the Kiddush Kosher, but the parents now, the second husband and the mother, is V'chayovim Yoshim Toli, Zechayim Nisim Roshim Toli. I look where there's only one Issa here, there's no Ik, it's not Ikri Sur, it's not Vadi Wazotha. So Moses says again, Echnami, Hamani Rebelezi, goes according to Rebelezi, not according to Rav. Eisve, another question now on your Rav Nachman. It says, Nimsa Shaloi, the case where the man had to be with his wife. And right after the Bia, they checked themselves. So the man checks his Eva, wipes it off. And he finds on his Bedikah Shaloi, he finds Dam, so Tameim, they're both Tamei, V'chayovim a Korban, he's Chayiv a Korban. He's Chayiv a Korban, he's a Chattis, he lived with Anida. Nimsa Shalo, let's say, they found the dam on her bedika. So if she checks herself right after the tashmish, then tameim, then for sure they're both tameim. The pshat was she was tameim from before the tashmish and the biyam, and the man became tameim by living with his wife. The chayovim the korban, and they're both chayiv the korban chatas now for living with the nida. What's going to be nimtzal shalol yachas? Unless she first checked herself a little bit later. So now tameim. Misofik, they're both tummy misofik, like maybe she was tummy before, maybe the dam first started to come out now after Tashmish. So the husband is only tummy misofik. And he's part of a korban chatas, it's not a vada, he did the yisa. It could be she was not a need to be shot Tashmish, the dam first started to come after Tashmish. But for Tony Lover learned, and then aloha, the chayov and biyoshim toli, but they're both chayov and noshim toli. It's not ikfa yisurovi, it's not for sure vadai. There was a vadechetz of the Yisura. Maybe at that time, she was not a nida. Ishtik, smirkis, says here that Rav Zera kept quiet, or Rav Nachman kept quiet. Leboth of the Norfolk, after he went out, is Omar. So Rav Nachman kept quiet because of the Rav's question. So Leboth of the Norfolk, after Rav left, Omar, they said like Rav Nachman, my time le yamrilei, the mani Rav Mehi, one case to go to crunch Rav Mehi. The loy boy kviusali suri, you should have answered this. Like before we answered Kruntz Rav Lezer, here you should have said it goes to Kruntz Rav Meir. Kritzer Rav Trutzim, that Rav Meir holds, you did not have to have kviusali suri. The time you learn like this. Ha shaykhet oshim toli bachutz. Somebody has this korban oshim toli. Somebody has a suffix whether it did the chet or not. So he was mafush, he set aside an oshim toli. And now somebody took it and made the shchita bachutz outside the base of Migdish. It says Rabbi Meir Mechayiv, Rav Meir holds his chayiv. So as he says, the Meir Mechayiv Mishum Shchutei Chutz, Afa Gav Dikle Meimah, Shem Liyochah Chelev. Maybe the first person did not eat the Chelev. The Yoshim Zev Son the Tzadi did not eat Chelev. The Yoshim is only Chulunu. So it still he says Yichayiv. Why? Because you did not have to have a Kvis Liyisura. The Chomim Poitrim. Rashi says. So who right now it says here now that Ramey holds Yechayim is Noshim Toli right now, even though you do not have Ikfei Surah, Chom hold Yipota. So who you see according to Ramey, you do not have to have Kviusli Surah. So that's one question. Like why didn't Rav Nachman answer back and say that the Yeskim Yekasha from this Mishnah about a Sofik Disben or Yes Mikasha from Hilchos Nidor? Why did you say go to Kruntz Rav Meir? There must be another question. Secondly, also, the Yamai, Leimeled Reb Lezi. Why did Rav Nachman answer also back that this Kasha, this mission about Nidor, is going according to Reb Lezi, like we answered other questions? So Mora says, Hokamash Malon, the reason why he answered, he means to tell us like this, Hokamash Malon, that to Rabbi Meir, Beshitas Reb Lezi, Kom Enachnami, this Reb Meir here, that says that Yechai Bekorbanoshim Tolui, even though it's like Kvius Lisura, goes according to Rebbe Lezer Shita, the whole you don't have to have Kvius Lisura. So the kids said, Nechlami, the crazy thing was that after Rav left, now Rav Nachman like, felt a little bit dead, how come he didn't answer back? That really Rav Nachman should answer back to Rav and said, it's not a kashan me, because this Mishnah Nida goes according to Rav Meir. I, the Gemara says, could have said Rebbe Lezer Nechlami, he meant to teach us like that Rav Meir goes according to Rebbe Lezer Shita. So the kids said, there is a teretz on that. And Rav Nachman was only said according to Rav, therefore it's not really Kasha against Rav, that against Rav Nachman, that according to Rav, you need to act a Kfiyus al Yisurah. And that's why the Chachom Shita over here. And that Mishnah Nida goes according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Lezer, that they both hold you do not have to have the Ikva Yisurah. So the Mishnah says, Ramai Lemle Rav Lezi, or Kamashman Rav Zerman teach us, that's Rav Nachman to teach us that Rav Meir b'shitas Rav Lezer koma. Now the Gemara says, Rabba barafura oma Rav. He says over the name of Rav, that chatichov, you have one piece. Sofik shachelev, sofik shashum, you have a sofik, what it is. the yochlin, somebody eats it, and echnami bonu lo machlekes from Rablezi v'chachamim. So the machlekes with the chayav noshim toli, according to Rablezi be chayav, according to chachamim be potter. For the mod Rablezi, according to Rablezi, sheet that you want to say, according to chayav noshim toli, if so, ma'ir ki yochlo. Why do you have to say the case is dafka because he ate the yoshim toli over here? Because he ate the sofer chaylev, afilu lo yochlo nami, even if it did not eat the chaylev. Or the sofer chaylev also should be chayav noshim toli. The Yotzanan we learned. Reb Lezer, I'm Reb Lezer holds, we'll have the Gemara later, his sheet there is. Reb Lezer, I know, misna devar the noshim toli b'chol yoyim. A person has the right to bring the noshim toli every single day, even only for sofer, if he did the yisra sofer or not, you could bring the noshim toli. So if you want to say this Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer, what do you have to say because the person ate the sofer chaylev? That's why you have to bring the noshim toli, even if he did not eat it. Still he should bring it. So really the sheet asked a question, like, what kind of question is this? The Chuhira Blazer just says, Misnad, the person can bring it if he wants to, but not that he has a chiv to bring the Yoshim Toli. And the Chuhira was saying that if a person eats the Safi Chaylev, so he has a chiv to bring the Yoshim Toli. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? That's good, Reb Lezer says, see, if a person eats a Safik, a Chaticha, we have a doubt whether it was a Chaylev or a Shumin, so he has a chiv to bring the Yoshim Toli. And here Reb Lezer just told that a person wants to every day, he can bring them, but not that he has a chiv to bring it. So therefore, the sheet learns Pshat and Reb Lezer. After Reb Lezer says before Yechayiv, not the Pshat Yechayiv Midiraisa. According to Reb Lezer, he also agrees that you have to have Shtei Chatichas Midiraisa. The Chiv is not there. And Reb Lezer just means to say if a person wants to bring it, he could bring it, and there'll be Mekabot from him. It just means if he wants to, he could bring it. So if that's the Pshat, then the Gemara is good. According to Reb Lezer, what do you say after say if a person wants to bring it, will Mekabot? Only because he ate his Safi Chaylev. Even if he did not eat anything. Stam, if he wants to bring the Noshim Toli, he has the right to bring it. So what do we have to have the case that he ate it for? So my name says, Amar Rav Ashi, Revi Eliezer Aliba de Baba Ben Buta. He's going according to Baba Ben Buta Shita. It's not without like this. Eloim Rimloi Hamtin Achitikonas Labayis. Labayis Safik. So Mitzvah will see the Gemara later, he's talking about there, that he also holds like Reb Lezer Shita, that really he could bring an Oshim Toli every day, he could be Nisnad, a bringer for Nadava. Only Moitzoy Yom Kippur, the Locher is, that Yom Kippur itself, any Sofek Yisra you have from before Yom Kippur, when it goes by Yom Kippur, it's Mechaper on you. So therefore, literally, on Moitzoy Yom Kippur, the next day, you could not bring an Oshim Toli, because if you had a Chiv to bring it, Yom Kippur was Mechaper for you. So on the next day of Moitzoy Yom Kippur, that's this halacha, then the only time you could bring the Noshim Toli, if you ate this suffix, if you have a real suffix, then you could bring the Noshim Toli. So that's what the Blessed was saying now, the case is Ochal, where the first name is suffix Chatichas, Chelev, or Shumin, that you could bring a Noshim Toli, that's talking about Moitzoy the next day of Yom Kippur right away, that's when you have to eat it. Then Echnami, the rest of the day, if you want, you could bring a Noshim Toli, even though you did not know for sure you did even a Sofek Yisra. Tell the Rabbanan like this. What's going to be Hoy Lefonu Shtei Chatichas? First has in front of him two pieces. Achas Shal Shum V'Achas Shal Chaylev. Now boy, Yisrael, a Jew comes. V'Yochel Etzer Rishon, he eats the first piece. Then boy, V'Kechov V'Yochel Etzer Shniya Chayev. According to everybody, be Chayev Korban Hashem Toli. Because at the time when the Jew ate it, it was Achas Mishtei Chatichas, was Ef Shlevarish, Nehmitzvah, everything, Hikvi Surah, according to everybody, v'chayiv v'noshim toli. V'chein, the same thing, kele v'chein, or v'chein or the same thing, if a dog ate it at the second piece, or a raven came and took it. This way, v'ad v'chayiv. What's going to be the opposite way, though? Let's say what's going to be, bo'od v'kechovim, a guy came first, v'yochol es rishon, he ate the first piece. And then, bo'od yisrov, v'yochol es hashniya, then the Jew came and ate the second piece. So, potter, in this case, behold, you potter. According to Rav, mashim will be potter. We'll have to see why. But the Rebbe Mechayiv, Rebbe Yozno, even in this case also, Yechayiv. Rashi just says, Potir, because the Lekka Beis Chatichas, the Shas, the Jew eats it, the second piece, there's no two pieces around anymore. For Rebbe Mechayiv, Rashi learns, Tam, the boy, you do not have to have Beis Chatichas. What's going to be, Okal Esther Rishoyne Beshoyne, the person ate the first piece Beshoyne. When he ate the second piece, a new clove, what he was doing, Rashi show you day is a suffix, we knew it was a suffix. So the locher is chayiv. Yechayev and Noshim Tolit for the first one. Because when he ate the first one, it was Bishagig, and it was Achas Mishtechat Ichos, Yechayev and Noshim Tolit. What's going to be your Rishonim amazed? When you ate the first piece, you knew it was a Suffolk, and still you went to eat it. So for that, you put them a Korban. For Yashnir, then when you ate the second piece, Bishagig, you forgot there was a Suffolk here, and you ate the second one. Slocher is Potter. Because by the second one, it's not anymore Achas Mishtechat Ichos, see a Potter for a Korban Hashem Tolit. But for Rabbi Mechayev, Rabbi says, yes, Yechayev and Noshim Toli. I remember you said before, Mashmi, you do not have to have Achas Mishtecha Tichos. Therefore, by eating the second one, B'shegeg, that alone is enough to be Mechayev and Noshim Toli. What's going to be Orchal Shteim B'meit? Let's say you ate both pieces B'meit. You knew it was also a Sophocles and you ate both of them. So then, part of the Miklum, everybody holds, you part of them everything. It was done B'meit, there's no Chiyev Noshim Toli. What's going to be Shteim B'shegeg? He ate both of them b'shogeg. Shneim chayovim. So shneim chayovim means there are two chayufim here. That's not me, but it's one person on the nafkamin. Chayovim means two people here. That's shneim chayovim. Hashen yadol loymen adin. The second one is not really mikra adin, because after the first one, the first one, when the second one came to it, there's no two pieces there anymore. Ela just shim atoy mepoto. If you say the second one is poto, kovas asirishayna bechatis. As if to say the second one did not eat the Yisra, so the first one ate the Yisra, so it'll be like a little stereo, as if we're taking on to say the first one ate the Chalif, and the second one did not eat the Chalif. So if so, why is the first one bringing a Noshim Toli? It should be a little bit less like it should bring a Chatis. Therefore, in order to make it right that the first one only brings a Noshim Toli, we say really both of them have to bring a Noshim Toli. That's what this Braisa says. The question is now, Amani, who does Braisa go like? E Rebbe, if it goes according to Rebbe, min hadin or min hadinu, it's very good that they should be chayiv and noshim toli. According to Rebbe, you don't have to have shtei chatichos. So the first one is chayiv and the second one is chayiv. Mikra radin, they should both be chayiv and noshim toli. If they ate, one ate the first piece, one ate the second piece, b'shoigei. So it's called a safek isa, savada, they both should have ikar chayiv of a noshim toli. So why do we say the second one is lo min hadin? It should be min hadin or min hadinu. E rabbonin, it goes according to rabbonin. The reason why we say the second one to bring the Noshim Toli is in order not to call as if the first one did for sure the Issa. Like we say the first one ate the Chalif. So then really what is the owner bringing the Noshim Toli is bringing a Chatis. So people should not have kindness, not have questions. Why are you bringing the Noshim Toli? Not a Chatis. That's why we tell the second one to bring the Noshim Toli. So Mora says, what kind of svar is that? How can we tell the second one to bring a chulun lazara if mikra din, according to Rabbanan Shita, the second one is potter from a Noshim Toli? Because when the second one came to eat his piece, there was only one piece around. There was not two pieces there. So how can we tell the second one to bring in a korban Noshim Toli just to satisfy the first one, but the second one really is potter from a korban? So you bring in then chulun lazara to Nisa, to Avera. How can we tell someone to do the Avera to bring a korban when you really potter to bring a chulun lazara? Vashi says like this. Amar Ravashi, I tell you real, this Bryce goes Rebbe Lezi, goes according to Rebbe Lezi. The Yom that he holds, Misnade Vod and Moshim Tolim Bechol Yom, that no, it's not called Chulun Bazara. A person has the right every day to bring a Moshim Tolim if he wants to. Therefore, it's not called a Chulun Bazara. Hilkach, therefore, in this case, Amrinulei, we tell the second one, I see Moshim Tolim. We tell the second one, bring a Moshim Tolim. We ask them, make a smell like this. If the first one really ate the shuman, then you, the second one, you take ate the chalif, and then you should have a chiv to bring the yoshim toli. If leva kapara, this should be my kapara. V'loy, on the tzadah, that the first one ate the chalif, so what you ate right now is not chalif, was shuman, so really a potter, still have a nadava, let it be nadava. That's why the kitsa. Really, Mikra didn't only the first one is Chayav and Noshim Toli, and the second one should be Potter. But still, in order not to make it look funny, so according to a blessed Shita, there's Nanach Shalach Kulu Mazara. But anytime a person wants to bring the Noshim Toli, we let him bring the Noshim Toli, we tell the second person, bring the Noshim Toli anyway. And this way we'll satisfy the first one. And the second one also, there's no Aveira. So we tell the second one to bring the Noshim Toli on it tonight. It was really Chayav, very good, and it's not to say not, they should all make a Nebeva. Adam Mora says, Tanu Rabban wrote like this, Ochal sofi chalif, somebody ate a piece of a sofi chalif. V'noidoloi, and he knew about it. He knew that he ate a sofi chalif. Then a second time, sofi chalif v'noidoloi, he ate a second time a piece that's a sofi chalif, and then he knew about that one also. So Rebbe says, Rebbeim Oimer, and I say, Kishem shemei v'chates ha-kolachas v'yachas, just like if you would know that you ate chalif for sure. In this case, you'd have to bring two chatois, because since he had a yidi in between its mechalik, you have a chiyuv to bring two chatois. So Rebbe says, kach maybe yashem tola kolachas viachas. In this case, they had a yidi in between. He knew that he did a sofer chet, so that's mechayvim to bring two oshem tolis. That's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Shimon Emrim, they all three say, Ain maybe a loshem toli yechano. You only have to bring one loshem toli. Shnevar the pasuk says al shigugos esha shagag. Meaning to say, afilu al shigugos harm. Even though you made a lot of mistakes, and the chayiv alachas at the end, like when you come to bring your korban loshem toli now, for as many mistakes that you made, that yed is sofek yisum, even though you had your diyas in between, but you never have to bring more than one loshem toli at a time. Like as many as you know right now, you only have to bring one. True. If you did one chet misafik and you found out about it and you brought a nashim toli, then you did another chet, avad, you have to bring another one. But if you didn't bring the korban until you found out you did two or three of them, it's enough to bring one korban nashim toli for three chatoyim. So that's this machlokes between Rebbe and his other man, the Yomim. Now, Omer Rebzeir says, Kan Shana Rebbe, here Rebbe Turus is Yisoid, that Yediyos Sofik Mechalkos Lachatois, that we have Yediyim in our Sofik, it's also Mechalot to bring different Kabonis Lachatois. In other words, the case before was like this, that Rebbe said, a person ate a Sofik Chalif V'neidoloi. Means after he ate it, now he realized that he ate a Sofik Chalif. Then he ate another Sofik Chalif, and he also realized that he did it. And at the end now, he found out that he ate both times were Vadi Chalif. So even though the second Yedi in between was not a Vadi Yedi, you did not find out in between that you ate the first piece was Vadi Chalif. You ate one piece and it was a Sofik to you whether it was Chalif. At the time when you ate it, it was a Shogeg, you forgot altogether. Later you realized that was a Sofik Chalif. Then you went to eat another piece of Chalif, and then later you came out, you ate the second piece of Shogeg, you didn't know it was also altogether. Then later you find out that both pieces were Vadi Chalif. So Rebbe is saying you had to bring two chatois. Since even in between it wasn't a Vada Yedi, it was only a Sofik Yediyah, that's what Rebbe held, that a Sofik Yediyah is also Mechalag Luchatois. That's what Rebbe Zera says. Rav Amano, Rebbe says, Ein Yediyah Sofik Mechalkos Luchatois. Rebbe holds no, if in between you only had a Sofik Yediyah, means you did not know for sure you ate the Chalif. Just you realize now that you ate a Sofik Chalif, you will not have to bring two chatois. And rather, Rabba learns like this. Elochitoni, Kishem Shemhoisa lo Yediyah Vadai, Mevi Chatas Akolachas Viachas. In the case that first you ate one piece, the time when you ate it, you didn't know what it was a Shegig. Then later you found out it was Vadai Chelev. So Vadai had to bring the Chatas. Then it happens again the same thing, that you also ate another piece for Shegig, then later you found out it was a Vadai Chelev. So in this case, we had a Vadai Yediyah in between. It makes you bring two kabonis. So that's what Rebbe meant to say. Kach the same thing. If you ate one piece at a sofek chelav sofek shumin, the time when you ate it, it was a shagi, you didn't realize it. Then after you ate it, you realized you ate a sofek issa. That's mechayvi to bring one ashram toli. Then you ate another piece, b'shagi, and later you find out it was a sofek issa. That's all Rebbe meant to say, that you have a chiyuv to bring two korban ashram tolis. But the first case, when you have to bring two chatois, is not where you had a sofek yedi in between, but where you had a vadi yedi. After you ate the first piece, then you realize that piece that you ate was vadi chalif. That's when it's mechala to bring two chatois. But if after you ate the first piece, it was only a sofek, it was yeduah to you, that you ate only a sofek yisam, even though later, after you ate the second piece, then you found out that really both pieces were vadei osam, you would not have a chiyuv to bring two chatois, only one. So that's the machlokes Reb Zeira and Rava. How far does Rebbe mean to say? Omulei Abaye says like this: V'yakle tizbrot yediyasavik mechalkos chatois Like Abaye has a kasha back to Rava. How could you say different than Rebbe Zeira? Do you really mean to say that according to Rebbe, Asaf Yediyah is not Mechalag Lechatoyis? Because these sagas, if you want to tell me that Yediyah ain't Mechalag Lechatoyis is not Mechalag, if so, the Chatis Achas, maybe you only have to bring just one Chatis. So Amai, maybe Yoshim Tolui, Akol Achas V'Yachas. Then why in the case we had a Sofik Yedi in between, so you say you have to bring two Oshem Tolis? Why should you have to bring two? Because you're just saying me, you're just telling me that you bought it from two Chatois. But that's if you found that lady did a Vada Issa. But you're being murdered though, let's say you first ate a Sofik Issa, Pishogi. Then later you found out it was a Sofik Issa. So you have a Chiv to bring an Oshem Toli. Then the same thing happens over a second time. So you're telling me then you have a Chiv to bring two Oshem Tolis. The question is why? If with a Safek Yediyah you would not have to bring two Chatois, why does a Safek Yediyah make you bring two Hashem Tolis? Why should that be? I've a time we learned in our Mishnah before that Klol Shadav, what's the Klol over here? The Klol Shechalukim B'Chatois Chalukim V'Yashomis. Anytime this Safek with this Yediyah would make you bring two Chatois, then you have to bring two Hashomis. So if a Safek Yediyah is not Mechalik to make two Chatois, why should it be Mechalik to bring two Hashem Tolis? So that's Abaye's kasha unto Rava, as if to prove that Reb Zeira is right, that a Safek Yediyah is mechalik lechatois. Oh, Malay Rava Bachon al Abaye, said Dr. Abaye, no. Ulididoch, according to you, the Yama that you want to say, Yediyah Safek mechalik lechatois, yes, Yediyah is menasafek, is mechalik for korban chatis. Elamiyat, if so, what's going to be Ocha Kezayah Chalif lefnei Yom Kippurim? Somebody ate a kezayis of chaylev before Yom Kippur. O kezayis chaylev achay Yom Kippur. May another kezayis of chaylev Yom Kippur. V'yom HaKippur b'mokah Moshem Toli koi. And Yom Kippur really patted any chiva v'noshem Toli had. Yom Kippur patted you. It's